Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 30th, Sunday, 2019, day 181. Today's topic, watch over, watch out, watch me. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 142, verses 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 to chapter 18, verse 12, Acts chapter 20, verses 1 to 38, Proverbs 18, verses 6 to 7. Today's main passage, Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 38. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which He bought with His own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you, and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not covered anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today we have one of the most moving passages in the Bible. Paul's last word to those overseers, which is bishops and elders, which is priests, pastors, whom he trained in Ephesus for 3 years. He reminds them three most important things. Number one, watch over the position to be a shepherd. As shepherds anointed by the Holy Spirit, they needed to watch over themselves first so as to have a close walk with Jesus and to watch over those whom Jesus appointed for them to watch over as their sheep. Number two, watch out, a soldier. They needed to be those soldiers taking watch overnight to watch out not to be attacked by the enemy. not let their sheep to be stolen, to be killed, and to be destroyed. That's from John 10, verse 10, of what Jesus says. Number three, watch me, a mentor. Paul commanded them to watch him as a model of a good mentor, so that they can be good mentors too. May the Holy Spirit anoint you that you can receive the authority of Jesus to demolish Satan's plan and to become a good shepherd, a good soldier, and a good mentor. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to receive the authority of you. To demolish Satan's plan and to become a good shepherd, a good soldier, and a good mentor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and practical ways have you received from today's message? Actually, it's what kind of inspiration and calling. Number two, what is your action to become a good shepherd, a good soldier, and a good mentor? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.